When you need advice on beauty, who are you gonna call? Beauty Call with Janice McGuinn. Janice is easy and loves to have casual yet informative conversations on sex, beauty, love, fashion, work-life balance, diet, fitness, nutrition, relationship, and life's ups and downs. Join the Beauty Call podcast and learn inside secrets to true beauty.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Beauty Call Podcast. I'm Janice McQueen, your host. I have Miss United States in the house. Tiffany Ray was crowned last October, and it's after 14 years in pageantry. She has worked so hard and dedicated her life to giving back and serving others and has served over 1,400 hours of community service. She is so involved in the community that she's developed her own platform that promotes volunteerism through mentorships, and she is definitely a role model to all of us. But in addition to all of this service work, Tiffany is a full-time online student with Liberty University. She's working towards a bachelor's degree in criminal justice, crime scene investigation, which I think is so cool, by the way, and getting a minor in psychology. She has a dream and hopes to work for the FBI one day and to work in investigation and as a victim specialist. She has become an advocate for human trafficking and decided to become a volunteer with Operation Underground Railroad, which is an organization that fights to end modern day childhood slavery. She's a busy gal, and she has four big brothers that that keeps her going. I tell you, she's definitely a beautiful girl inside out. I've known her for quite some time, and I'm excited to have you on the show. Tiffany, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's so wonderful. Well, I have to say to everyone, it was, you know, for me being at, I was lucky enough to be at the pageant last year. And even though it was, you know, during COVID times, we did everything very safe. It was so nice to be together and to see you crowned. You've worked so hard for so many years. To me, it was just, it was so wonderful to see you. You're so deserving to be crowned the winner of Miss United States, which is quite an accomplishment. So I want to talk about that. What did it feel like? You've dedicated, you've had a lot of wins. You know, we've all gone through wins and losses, but to get this crown, this is such a huge accomplishment. What did that feel like?
Well, to be honest, it still doesn't feel real. It's just something that I've worked so hard towards, and to be able to say that I'm Miss United States, it's just so rewarding after, you know, 14 years of doing pageantry. And, you know, like you said, with all the losses and the wins that we go through, I'm thankful for everything that I've been through in my pageant journey because it led me to this crown and in order to make a bigger difference.
I know, and you definitely are. And you know, you stand so tall on the stage, and you have so many, just great, beautiful qualities about you. You just radiate the goodness. And I think that is, you know, this is, again, people that listen to the show are not all pageant people. And this is what I really like to emphasize, is that you are so diverse. You do so many things. You are so involved within your lovely community here in California. And you have a reach that's beyond the borders of California, of course. And you've got this dedication to pageantry because you believe in it like I do. You know that you're making a difference. And even though that your community service has evolved over the years, what you're doing has helped you become this beautiful person that continues to make a difference. So I'd love if you would just share with our listeners more about you and the things that you want to work on and that you're doing.
Yes, definitely. So as you mentioned earlier, my platform is promoting volunteerism through mentorship. And I came to develop this platform because that was honestly one of the biggest struggles I had, was choosing one organization to work with, because I just felt so passionate about helping in so many different areas. And I truly believe that I've been gifted with a servant's heart. So I really wanted to expand that in any way that I can. So I started coaching girls in pageantry, and it became more of kind of life coaching in a way, teaching them how to formulate their own platforms and use it beyond pageantry, not just stay, you know, in their 1 year of service, and mm-hmm. really help them identify their passions. And that's what I did. I wanted to bridge the gap between the two. And in my personal platform promise on stage, I want to make a promise to increase volunteer and mentor participation throughout our country as Miss United States.
Well, you know, that's a great thing that you mentioned. A personal platform promise is something that is identifiable with United States. And, you know, most pageants have platforms, but the United States pageants resonate strongly with having a promise and that personal platform that expands beyond your year of service, which I'm glad you mentioned that. And I think that should be for, and I think that is, you know, all of us. You know, I watched Miss Congeniality again this past week. There's so many great reruns on TV. And, you know, we laughingly say it, but it's true. We all really do just want world peace. And it's, you know, you're identified as the Miss United States, and that's an iconic brand, but we really do want to make a difference. That's what it equates to. We want to make a difference beyond the crown, beyond pageantry, beyond our communities. We want to expand nationally and internationally. I mean, you have that opportunity as well, and you've done great things so far. So tell us how you're doing that. How have you promoted volunteerism, not only in your community in your state of California, but also the United States?
Well, being a pageant queen and a title holder during a pandemic is not the easiest feat, that is for sure.
Yeah.
So I've really had to tap into my creative side. And I feel like that's another gift that I've been given, is really thinking of different ways to make a bigger impact. And it's interesting to me because it's been a big learning experience as well. And I've gotten a lot more involved in donating in local food banks, because I put myself in that position. You know, what would I do if I couldn't go to the store right now if I was elderly, or if I had a family to feed, and, you know, just those simple luxuries that we kind of take for granted. And then I've also become heavily involved in blood donations, and I actually have scheduled blood drives throughout my reign. So about every 2 months, I'll be hosting one. And it's just so neat to kind of see how people come together during this pandemic. And my small, you know, close-knit community, I feel like we're all always, you know, willing to be on the front lines and to help others. And as Miss United States, I feel like it gives me a really good voice and kind of inspires people, you know, we can do this even though there is a pandemic, even though there's hard times going on. And I've connected a lot on social media with different organizations, and there's a few things in the works, and to see what comes of it will be really, really exciting.
Yeah. I think, you know, you hit the nail on the head with it being a difficult time, but, you know, you rise to the occasion. It's almost, you know, and I like to put a positive spin on everything when I can, but, you know, it's almost like being crowned during these difficult times. They could not have picked a more perfect person than you, because, you know, you have that positive nature, and you also, you identify that you can do so much greater good by reaching out to people virtually. And, you know, that's something that creativity is a gift. It is a blessing to be able to have that reach. And social media is something that gets negative, you know, feedback all the time, then negative connotations to it. But I actually think social media is a positive, because they get to see all the work that you're doing in your community, in your state, and hopefully eventually you'll be able to travel some, you know, as things are starting to be opened up a little bit more. You know, I want that for you, but they are able to see your good work. And social media is something that's broadcast internationally. And we didn't have that when I competed. We didn't have the social media that we have today. It's grown even since everything started. I remember when social media began, like with MySpace, and when Facebook first came on board, and it was archaic in comparison to the reach that it has now. So this is something that I think is a message that people need to hear. You know, this is another part of your mentorship, really, is that you can make a difference. You can make a difference right where you are. You can make a difference in your community, on your little computer, on your phone, and get that message of your story out there. So let's talk about your story. Let's deep dive into that. Walk us through maybe who Tiffany is and how you came into pageantry and how you developed over the years and what brought you to today.
Yes, definitely. So I competed in my first pageant when I was about 9 years old, and I was not your typical pageant girl. I was a tomboy. I played sports. Pretty much the only girly thing I did was competitive dancing. So I was on a traveling team. And my cousin, she actually competed in pageants, and we would go watch and support her. And I looked at my mom and I was like, I want to try that. And she was like, okay, but, you know, having four older brothers and, you know, it's just like, that was just so different. And I placed first runner up in my first pageant, and that was just what set it off. That's just every single year I kept competing because I loved it and I learned so much. And it's definitely brought me to where I am today, even outside of pageantry. It's helped me develop the career path that I want to go into, and it's brought me in contact with some of the most amazing people. And I'm so thankful for all the coaches, directors, friends, you know, makeup artists, hair artists, everybody that I've met. And it's just been such an interesting transformation.
Mm-hmm. Well, they do say it takes a village to raise a child. And I jokingly say that a lot, almost at every pageant that I emcee, but it's because it's true.
Yes.
It does. And I think that's true for all of us, right? Everybody that we're in contact with, they help us. I learn from my guests. Like every single day that I have a podcast guest or a coach that a client that I'm coaching, you know, I'm there to help guide, but I'm also learning from them too, because I hear about their stories and their experiences. And
yes.
I think we can, if we listen, like you've listened over the years and you've grown and developed and won such an amazing title at a very young age. I mean, you're still a young, very young woman. Mm-hmm. And to have accomplished this within a short period of time, really, 14 years in pageantry, we, you know, women compete their whole lives and don't have the kind of win that you had. I think that's because you definitely take in all the information that you receive. So I have to ask, because, you know, you're this cute little beautiful, petite girl. And I, you know, you're just adorable. And for those who are listening, don't know Tiffany, you're about what, 5'3", 5'4"?
Yes, I'm short. And it's kind of funny because all four of my older brothers, they're all over like 6 feet tall, and they're just these big guys. And then there's just the little, I call myself the grand finale since I'm the last one.
Save the best for last. Your parents save the best for last.
Oh, that's what I always say.
Because I know your mom and dad just love you so much, and of course you're adorably petite, and I love that. You know, being a short girl myself, I'm always like, yay, short girls can win too. But you know, here you are. You're this adorable, beautiful, gorgeous, cute little short thing that is this powerhouse, and you're able to do all the things that you do. And look at you. You want to work in criminal justice. Mm-hmm. How did that happen? Where did that come from?
Well, I think a lot of my confidence and spunk comes from the red hair, to be honest, and also having four older brothers. But yes, criminal justice, it also stems from, I think, as I mentioned earlier, having a servant's heart and wanting to help others and bring justice. But the event that really brought me to wonder, like, how does this kind of stuff happen, is when we had a family friend, their daughter, right after she turned 18, she was brutally murdered. And it continues to be a cold case today. So her family doesn't have that closure. And for me, being so family oriented, I just think, you know, that would just drive me so crazy, and not knowing what happened to my loved one. And so it just really kind of sparked my interest. And the more research I do, it's just something that I feel called to do. And with being a victim specialist or a victim advocate for the FBI, what I do would just be guiding victims of serious crimes and kind of helping them get through those hard times and explaining to them what their rights are and what steps they need to take. And that really stemmed from my new interest in human trafficking and being an advocate for that and really seeing the horrors that come from it. And with being a woman and with being a pageant girl, you know, you are in the public eye. And that's another thing that I wanted to bring into my mentoring is, you know, not everybody has good intentions, and to identify the signs and to really help others. And it's just so interesting. And it's funny because with being Miss United States, I say that I'm kind of the modern day Miss Congeniality, Gracie Hart, wanting to work for the FBI and competing in pageants. So, but yeah, it ultimately stems to helping others. And with crime scene investigation, I've always been a science person, so I would love to be able to get into that part of it as well, but we'll see where it takes me.
Wow. What a great story, and so brave, and definitely have a servant's heart to be able to do all of that. It sounds also very exciting to be able to work in that field, and you know, you're studying to do that right now. So how long do you foresee that taking? I don't know the timeline for that field of expertise, but is that something that you have on your goals to complete during your reign? Is that something that'll be done before the end of this year, or next year, or where are you in that timeline?
I am actually towards the end of obtaining my bachelor's degree. I just have about one more semester left, as well as doing an internship with my psychology minor. So I'm on the hunt for different opportunities to kind of see, but it's really interesting to see how Miss United States has also kind of projected me towards these different organizations. So with working in conjunction with a platform that kind of matches my career, it's teaching me a lot, and I'm really, really thankful for it. And I'm, like I said, I'm really excited to see where it takes me, but I am almost there. So it is a lot of work in conjunction with being Miss United States, but I wouldn't change it for the world.
Yeah, you're doing a lot. You're the reigning, you know, national title holder. You're in school, you're working, you're volunteering. It's a lot. You're doing a lot of things. So balancing that is difficult. And you know, it's how do you prioritize what you do? How are you balancing all of that?
It definitely can be difficult some days, but my main thing is focusing on one thing at a time and really setting goals for myself as to what I need to achieve daily, weekly, monthly, and really putting it into the future, kind of seeing, you know, if I do this now, then I can get this done. And it's just prioritizing, you know, due dates for homework or really utilizing my time well. And if I have a moment to myself, you know, I have to remind myself to also relax and, you know, kind of rest, but I also need to get my busy schedule handled. So it can definitely be a little hard to learn, but I'm adapting pretty well.
Self-care is definitely key. Mm-hmm. So just walk through the year that you've had so far and what it's like being Miss United States and working in tandem with your sister queens. What have you been doing? And, you know, and again, I know it's a difficult year and doing a lot of things virtually, but I know that you've been working quite a bit. I see your posts all the time, which is exciting for me. I love seeing posts. I love seeing all the things you're doing, but share with our listeners some of the things you've been doing, you know, in conjunction with your sister queens as well.
Yes, I absolutely love my sister queens, and we have all embraced the power of social media through all of this, and we're all very supportive of each other. So far, our Mrs. United States, she organized a 5K for her platform, which is all based on midwives and providing maternal care for those who need it. And then Joanna is our Ms. Woman United States, and her platform is helping survivors of domestic violence and really promoting love. So she actually published a book. Mm-hmm. And all my other sister queens, they've been just doing so much with their platforms. And we have meetings all together with Zoom, and just hearing the things that they've accomplished so far, it's so inspiring and so motivating towards all of us. So I think that really forming that sisterhood bond has been keeping us all on track and with our goals and supporting each other. It's so important. But yes, definitely utilizing social media to the best of our ability.
Yes. And I love that you have that sisterhood, and that is one of the many things that are great about the United States pageant system, and that you have seven other sisters, right? That are there with you to help not only keep you accountable for all the things that you're wanting to do to give you that the extra added, you know, love and support and the ideas you can ideate together of how you can work together to promote each other and promoting and helping each other, plus helping even some of the state title holders too, because the state title holders are still state title holders and they're working within their state to make a difference. So that sisterhood grows quite a bit. And, you know, of course they're looking, you know, to you because you are, as even though Mrs. United States was the beginning, and that is sort of the matriarch of the pageant, Miss United States is really the center of everything. So you are the one that we look to for that leadership. And how does that feel as Miss United States, being that leader and someone that we all look to?
It's amazing. And being a leader, I think really, you know, the way to be a leader is to work with others. And like, especially our younger title holders, like I'm in awe of them and everything that they aspire to do and everything that they have done. And the best that I can do is just keep encouraging them. And, you know, we all encourage each other and work together and motivate each other. But being a leader, you know, it's a big job to take on, and I have really embraced it. And with all the challenges going on in the world today, I think that it just motivates me even more to be the best Miss United States that I can be and the best sister queen that I can be to, you know, all of my sister queens, you know, the state title holders, the national title holders, and just doing the job and being efficient while doing it.
Well, you know, I think you're doing a great job, and, you know, it's definitely I'm looking at your platform promise right now, which is your passion, your purpose, your why, the things that you've been working on for years and will continue to work on. And it's daunting to think about the volunteerism rate that's in our country and the amount of children that do need to have the mentorship. They may not have parents or they may not have a loved one that is a role model. So what have you done, or what would you like to share that you want to do that will help increase these expanding numbers of giving of one children that need help and need mentorship and need like a big sister or someone to look up to help them along the way. And then also to increase the volunteerism in our country today.
Yes. So my big piece of advice to anybody is to just find something local, something small, and really sit back and think, what are my passions? What am I interested in? And how can I use my gifts and even my weaknesses? And that might be kind of funny to hear, but when I coach somebody or when I mentor somebody, I make them identify both, because they work in conjunction with each other. And you can take those weaknesses, and while you're mentoring, you can work on those and can become a better person, or when you're volunteering. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm just seeing kind of the background of what really, you know, what's needed in our communities as far as food banks, blood donations, you know, and there's so many different options and so many different things. And it just takes trying and doing something simple. And once you do volunteer and you do see that you've helped somebody, it's like that personal feeling that you've done something good. And with Miss United States, I've been trying to put as much as I can on my social media and try and give people ideas to just go out and just do something different. And with mentoring, I go on my story and how I was lucky to have so many different mentors growing up. And I feel like it's really important to focus on our future generations and let them know that they are capable of what they want to do and that they have something to offer. And they just need somebody to reassure them that, you know, they're on the right path and keep them out of bad situations. And that kind of goes along with criminal justice as well. I do believe that, you know, we should have mentoring programs in juvenile detention centers and different areas, because once they see that they are capable of doing good, then they'll be more prone to do good. And with human trafficking victims, there's actually an organization close to me that I'm starting to work with, and hopefully will provide mentoring to these girls who have been victims of human trafficking. But yes, it's just, there's so many different ideas, and that's why I made my platform so broad, because I feel like it can make such a big difference.
Right. And I think people tend to get overwhelmed with the volunteering, or how can I help, or how can one person make a difference? And absolutely, I believe that one person can make a difference. And even though it may seem small, you think about the little, like a rock when you drop, or a pebble that you would drop in water. Like if you drop that pebble in the water, it has the ripple effect, right? You think about how that little bit of that little pebble doesn't seem very large, but as you drop it and it ripples into the water, it expands. And that's just a visual. Mm-hmm. But I think that's what we are as individuals. If we just do one thing, and maybe do one thing per week, just that's different, or that's reaching out to help someone else. It might even mean reaching out to someone that you haven't spoken with in a while, and they might need to hear you right now. Mm-hmm. We've gone through, and we're going through, still going through a difficult time. And, you know, I love that. I love that. And I don't know if you, you know, forgive me if I haven't studied that on your social media, but do you give references for people to check things out, like Boys and Girls Club or maybe local churches, you know, whatever your belief system is? I happen to be a Christian, and so I'm very involved with my church, and I know through my church, I know there's blood drives, there's food banks, there's opportunities to donate clothing. There's all kinds of resources and volunteerism that's happening within my church community that I can choose what I'm able to do. So I don't know if you have resources like that available on your platform or your page right now.
With my page, what I do is I mostly promote the different organizations that I have worked with, and I do encourage people, you know, if you see in my caption, it'll be like, I encourage you to go find a local blood donation or a local, you know, this and that they can work with. And it's just really amazing because there are so many different opportunities, and I'm from a small town and there's so many here, and it's really interesting to see. But yes, that you can definitely go online, and, you know, if you go to mentor.org and different resources like that, you can find things that are actually close to you once you put your address in. But yes, it definitely does take the first step in identifying, you know, where you want to make a difference and how, and then go from there and doing research. But yes, I do want to start sharing more on my social media about different avenues that people can take.
Yeah, I just really think sometimes people think it's overwhelming and they don't know where to start. So
absolutely,
watching you and being that great role model, that's a great start right there, is, you know, help them help themselves. Because I really love when you help other people, you receive so much in return from it. And you've seen that over the years, and giving back, it just really does come back to you and makes you grow as an individual yourself when you're helping somebody else. And it's what our world needs more today. So such a timely platform. We all need to be there for each other. And that really does resonate from you and all the great work that you've done.
Thank you.
So what would be the one piece of advice you would give to your successor? And I know you don't want to think about that just yet, but at the end of this year, you'll be crowning a sister queen, and she will be taking over that responsibility. What would be the one piece of advice?
Yes, that will definitely be here before we know it. That is for sure. Mm-hmm. But my main thing is to just be present, because yes, you do get a year, but it has already gone by so fast. On the 18th of February was actually our 90-day mark from being crowned. And just keeping track of that timeline, it's like, wow, this goes by so, so fast. So definitely being present and remembering why you did this and why you chose this system and why you chose your platform. And that really does keep you going.
Yeah, it does. And the great thing is, once a queen, always a queen, you know, and you'll always be part of that. And then, of course, I know that you have so many dreams, and there's always other opportunities out there as well, which is the great thing about, you know, having a pageant that has different age divisions. And you know how I feel. I don't ever think that anyone's too young or too old to compete in pageantry, because it helps develop you as an individual.
Absolutely.
And I know you feel the same way.
Absolutely. Yes. I will be part of the United States pageant system forever.
Forever.
It has given me so much.
Legacy queen. I love it.
Yes, absolutely.
So explain to those that are listening that are not in the pageant world what it feels like to be in pageantry, and what how would you explain it to someone that doesn't quite get it?
It really is so rewarding, and people just see the external, you know, the final product of what we work so hard to accomplish. But pageant girls, they're a force to be reckoned with, I say. We are so hardworking. We are so self-aware. And just the time that we put into our platforms and into ourselves and learning these skills from pageantry, you know, how to do our makeup the proper way, how to do our hair. And even with swimsuit, I know that's always a topic of debate, but in my personal opinion, it keeps us accountable for our health. And there's so many different aspects of our life that pageantry makes us grow. And yes, you know, you do sometimes get the negativity. That's with anything. That's with any hobby. So it's just really neat to see the sisterhood that comes with it, and seeing women build each other up rather than knock each other down, and to build ourselves up as well. And like I said, being self-aware, and without pageantry, I would never have gained the confidence that I have now to go after what I want to do in my life. And it's just something that I will always be thankful for.
Amen to that. I think that's a really good summary to make people understand. And this truly is a hobby and a sport.
Absolutely.
Because you're competing, but you're competing with yourself. You're competing to be the best person that you can possibly be. And I get it. And I think, you know, I think as people get to know you, they understand it more. They see Tiffany, and they see the hard work that you're doing. And then it starts to equate with pageantry. And you know, it's called reigning for a reason. You're reigning because you are in charge of your own destiny. You're in charge of your own being and the goals that you have in your life. And you work hard to get there, but you have to work hard to maintain that and then to go on after that, because it's part of who you are for the rest of your life. Yes. Which I think that's a great summary. And it's no different than preparing for the Olympics or preparing for, you know, a sport of any style, you know, whether it's in high school sport or college sport or professional sport. It's no different than preparing for that. And you just hone your skills and who you are. So I love that explanation, being self-aware. And self-aware is something that I think we all need to do more and deep dive into ourselves, so that we do expand upon our passions and our purpose in this life. We're here for a reason. Right? We are here.
Absolutely.
And that's making a difference. Well, Tiffany, is there anything that you know, please take the microphone and just share to our listeners, anything that you would like to share with them?
Yes. Like I mentioned before, with being Miss United States, it's just been such an honor. And with pageantry, if anybody has ever been curious or ever had that slight feeling like, oh, I want to compete, just go for it. Or, you know, just try and find an outlet that makes you happy and to do what you want to do. And to really identify your strengths and passions and really try your hardest to give back to others, because you never know what door can be opened when you decide to do something for somebody else and for yourself.
Very good. I love it. Well, Tiffany, how can we follow you on social media and reach out to you, especially if we want to know organizations? Like maybe I just don't know. Maybe we have people that want to, they're in other countries or they are in other states and they just don't know how to reach out. How can we reach you? And I know that you're easily accessible. You have an email through the United States system as well as social media handles. If you could share those with us, please.
Yes. Instagram is where I am most active with all of my things going on as Miss United States. So you can follow at Official Miss United States on Instagram. And then our Facebook is at Miss United States Pageant. And then you can also go to UnitedStatesCrown.com to learn more about the United States National Pageant.
Right. And they can email you directly. It's at miss@musnp.com. And of course, that is a an email for the United States system, Miss United States, but you know, Tiffany will answer any questions that you may have. Plus, if you want Tiffany to speak at an engagement, you know, things are starting to open up a little bit more. I'm starting to see people starting to travel. So if you need to speak with her and set that up, please reach out through the email. I know that that's probably the best course of action, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Perfect. It's been such a pleasure catching up with you and to see, you know, over the years how you've grown as a young woman and to represent such a beautiful platform and a beautiful title. And just, you're just doing it so effortless. It looks effortless, but I know the work that goes into it all.
Yes. It's so worth it though.
It is. And it's more than beauty. You said you're beautiful inside and out. And that's why I wanted you on my show, because that is what the show is all about. The inside beauty radiates outside. So thank you so much, Tiffany. Have an amazing rest of your day. And thank you so much for being on our show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Well, hey guys, I wanted to give a shout out to one of my very favorite people, Bria Sharon. She was a guest on my show a couple of weeks back, so make sure you go back and listen to her episode. And she is a holistic health practitioner, and she has suffered from so many things, including hypothyroidism. And that's something that I suffer from. And it's something I was diagnosed with about 10 years ago, and it caused me to gain about 15 pounds. And I just have the toughest time shedding that weight and having the energy to do all the things that I do in my life. And I'm a busy gal. I have this podcast. I'm a writer. I'm a coach. And I have a full-time job that I love. I'm a wife. I'm a mom. And a best friend to so many people. So I'm a busy gal, very involved with my church. And the way that I keep saying is by eating a very holistic diet and exercising and doing the best that I can. But you know, sometimes a gal needs a little bit of help. And Bria opened my eyes when I met her. And when we talked, I was so impressed with her and the things that she's overcome through the proper diet, proper exercise. She has really made a difference in my life. I've started working with her, and she helps you get your health back, your body back, and to not only feel better and look better, but to find the underlying root cause to your body's diseases by eliminating toxicities and replacing deficiencies. And if you are like me and you're wondering why you do everything right, you exercise, you eat right, you meditate, you breathe, you have work-life balance, but still you don't feel good, or you still have the weight on, well, that's me. So Bria Sharon has used her experience, her life's experience, her integrative health experience, and she approaches that with diet, exercise, stress reduction, toxin removal, rest, emotional balance, supplementation, and a successful mindset. She does all of that that helps you eliminate your body and your beauty inside and out. And I love that, because that's what we're all about, is beautiful people being beautiful on the inside and beautiful on the outside because they're beautiful on the inside. So I want you to check her out, because if she's helping me, she can help you. It's briasharon.com. That's briasharon.com. And if you log on, you'll be able to receive more information as well as a free gift because you listen to the show. So I wish you beauty. I wish you health. I wish you wellness. And thanks so much for being a listener. Thanks so much for listening. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. And if so, please go to your favorite podcast platform and subscribe. Make sure if you're on Apple that you subscribe, rate, and review me on iTunes. And I would love your feedback. At any time, you could reach out to me on janicemcqueen.com and contact me or join my newsletter and give me the feedback of different subjects and topics that you would like to hear, or if you would like to be a guest on my show. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day. Janice.